Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Lauren Inger. So I had you guys come out yesterday and install internet it's a new apartment housing, and in my apartment there wasn't enough cable line, so they had to put the router downstairs in the meter room. And I was just calling to see, the guy said he was going to contact the owner and see when you guys can come out, because you guys would have to, like, make a hole in the wall because they messed up or whatever. So I was seeing if that was completed and when you guys were going to be able to come out and fix it so I could have the router personally, like, in the house and not the house, like, the extender.
Okay. What is the name associated with your account?
Lauren Inger.
Okay. Thank you. And let's see here. And your patience is greatly appreciated. So I see that you were sent emails on yesterday requesting, or an email letting you know, to requesting that you let us know how we did. So I would definitely encourage you to reply to that email. Now, but I have your account up. Can you confirm your service address?
It's 35 Bruin Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. It's apartment 202.
Is Bruin Bruyn?
Bryun Avenue.
It's supposed to be Bryun?
Yeah.
Okay. In the system, it's 35 Bryun Avenue. And let's see here.
Oh, no, you're right. B-R-Y-B-Y-R. You're right, I'm wrong.
Oh, it was Bruyn?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Correct.
Excellent.
Yep. So, but he said he was going to put something in, so there's nothing in my account, like, other than the survey, whatever. I know he came out, but there's nothing to come out to service to put, like, a line in the wall. Like, I need more cable links. My router's downstairs in the meter room.
I understand. So it looks like what I would need to do is get you scheduled for our techs to go out to finish up the installation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, he tried doing that and he couldn't. There wasn't enough line, and he said he would have to call the owners of the building, and that they knew that they may have this problem with my unit or whatever. And the guy that went out yesterday was going to be in contact with the owner of the building, and then figure out a date when they could come out, and they were able to cut literally into the wall. Like, you guys would have to cut into the wall to do it or whatever.
Okay, let's see here. And what is your best contact phone number?
845-309-7292.
Okay, 845-309-7292. Let's see here.
He said something about requesting a maintenance request, like, but I didn't know. And the property manager yesterday said I have to do it through you guys. It's not through the property. So I was kind of getting bounced back and forth. But the guy's email, I didn't hear back from him after he left the apartment. He said he was pretty sure the owners were right next door, like, outside. I think they own the property next door, and he was going to go talk to them and see when, like, he can schedule to come back out, and because he's going to have to literally cut back and down, like, because they cut the wires when they were, I don't know, whatever is in the wall, the dry shack or whatever that is in the wall, they cut it too short.
Okay. And let's see here. Because I'm creating a trouble ticket, I am required to let you know. Let's see. Please be advised that text dispatch for a trouble ticket may incur a truck fee of $49.99. This fee will not apply if the issue is the responsibility of Archtop. And let me get back into
getting that. The building itself, like, it has nothing to do with me. It's
okay.
The building.
Let's see.
It's a brand new building. I mean, I don't even care at this point. I just want it done or whatever. I mean, like, I don't even care. Like, but I mean, they're gonna have to fix the wall after. I don't know. Not you guys. I mean them. But it was their mistake on cutting the wall. Like they cut the wire too short.
I understand. And let's see here. And being that it's so late in the day, I don't know that I'm going to be able to get a tech out to you today.
No, no, that's fine. I'm not expecting it today. I mean, I'm about to walk into work anyway. No, I'm not expecting it today. I just wanted to call and get it at least started. I don't care when it is. I mean, I'm literally not even moved in fully to the apartment. So.
Okay. So we have a tech available tomorrow that could go out. What time would be good for you for me to go at to schedule for the tech to go out?
I mean, anytime, probably in the afternoon, because I mean, someone's got to be there. I mean, can you schedule it for Monday during the day? Because
Monday? Okay, let's take a look at Monday. And looking at Monday, let's see here.
Or Tuesday, because Monday, I mean, I'll be there during the day.
What time on Monday would you like?
Say 12 o'clock, is that possible?
Okay, I have a technician that I could assign this to and have your time frame begin at 12 p.m. It'll be a 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time frame.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And then, can you just, like, make a note? I know, like, the guy that came, he had to run back all the way to Germantown because, one, he didn't have the tool, like, to try and pull the cable up. But, like, literally, can you let them know they're going to have to cut? I don't know what this includes, but cutting the, like, drywall or whatever to get to the cord? like that this is like, I don't know. Just let them know what they're getting themselves into beforehand. I mean, I don't know if it's possible even to the same guy to come out because he knows the situation with this building. I don't know. He's been there before. I don't know. He said he knew that there might be an issue with this unit when they came out originally and did the building.
What day did they go out?
I mean, I don't know. I guess when you guys, because with my building, you guys have a contract that we only use your service for that building. So I guess you guys serviced the building, I guess, probably when they built the apartments.
Okay.
And he already knew kind of ahead of time that there could be possibly a problem. And then there was, and then he called someone else, and he had to go all the way to Germantown to the store and get a tool from someone else and then come back and try and use the tool, but that didn't work. And then he said they were going to have to cut into the drywall because the cable was too short. So as of right now, they put the router downstairs in the meter room for now. But, like, I don't want my router downstairs in the meter room. And I have an extender just put upstairs.
Okay. And but what day were the techs out?
Oh, they were there yesterday.
Yesterday.
Sorry,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a look back in time. And let's see. Okay. So I found I found the tech that actually went out. So let me look and see if I can get you on a schedule for that tech, since
that's
he's
fine.
Already aware of what's going on at your residence. So he's not available on Monday. Looks like he's not available on Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday he's available, but.
That's fine.
Oh, and also there is the 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time. Is 12 to 2 still good for Wednesday?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Wednesday, November 6th. That's correct. Wednesday, November 6th, because today's the 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Yeah, Wednesday the 6th. Okay, excellent. Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and pop you on the schedule for Wednesday the 6th with the same exact technician that has previously been out. So, I really don't think I have to put any additional notes on the account pertaining to the, like you were mentioning, you know, note that the tech is going to have to cut the drywall and all of those types of things, because the tech will already be aware because he's already been out to the residents.
Yeah. And can you just make a note? I mean, there is other, like 12 other units. You should know, that particular one, but can you just put that the modem was down, I don't know, the router was put in meter room, has to be put up in unit or something like that, so he knows it's that one that has to be, then he'll know it's the one that has to be cut into the wall, something just simple like that then.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here.
Because there's going to be certain tools he's going to need, right? I know he specifically was calling the owner himself, but he said he was going to get back to me after and call me personally after he talked to the owner of the building, but the property manager doesn't know anything, so they told me to call you guys, so I'm kind of getting a run around here.
Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. And do you currently have Wi-Fi service?
Yeah, through the Wi-Fi extender. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let me take a look. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go over to Wednesday the 6th at 12 p.m. And you are on the schedule for Wednesday with the 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time frame.
Okay. And will I still, I should be home. Without a doubt, I should be moved in and everything by then. Will they still, is it the same thing where I still get a text message when they're on their way?
Absolutely. Our techs always provide either a call or a text before they, when they're on their way, basically. They always give a text or a call ahead as a courtesy to the customer. And then also that also helps the tech to know that, when they do get there, that someone is going to be at the residence.
Yeah.
So it's very helpful because you never know what can happen. And, hopefully nothing would come up for anyone that would be anything, bad or anything. But if there was an issue, maybe they had to run an unexpected errand, maybe a friend called and said, "Hey, went out to start my car and it won't crank up. Can you give me a ride to work?" And it just happens to be at the time when you're supposed to be expecting the tech, and the trip back and forth to get that person to work is going to be a 30 or 45 minute trip with traffic and all, and you might have to get ready to go. And so the techs are always going to give a call ahead, to try to make sure that if they drive all the way out to your residence, that someone is going to definitely be there. And then also, if you had any, any puppies or kitties you needed to put up, if you had just gotten out of the shower, you need to get dressed, just a courtesy to make sure that you're going to be ready and your home is going to be prepared for the tech to arrive without it being any inconvenience to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
You are so very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well then I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.